What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What's so funny in there?
Well, are you aware that we could be heading into the last week of 5:30 Creed?
Oh, yes.
Because next Saturday is the Creed concert.
The Creed concert, yeah. Yes.
And if we get Scott Stapp on,
yep.
The Creed thing's done.
I thought I heard a small delay at the beginning there.
Oh, really?
Really?
I thought I did. That's why I stopped.
No.
Okay, it was just me.
I think I might have moved the music down a little bit because it was a little hot.
Well, what if we don't get Stapp on? Then do we continue Creed or do we swear off the band forever?
Well, I think we swear off the band forever. That's usually our...
Yeah, they're banned or whatever.
Yeah. But so it could be the
working
last,
on it.
The last week of Creed is next week.
It's the last week either way, right?
Yes.
Because if they do it, then it's the last... Then we got to start...
We got to get off this train.
Yeah, well, we gotta come up with some... I have some ideas.
Well, I was going to say, we're leaving it up to you.
Well, by the way, I have an idea for each delegation, by the way.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
that would be interesting.
Not that there's only two delegations,
way to clear that up.
Right. I just want to be clear.
Even think of that. Yes.
But I, you know, I'll share off air, but we'll, you know,
we'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
Lips of an Angel by Hinder. Lips of an Angel is,
but
have I heard that before?
I don't know if you would recognize it. You might.
Okay.
Lips
of an Angel?
Yeah. I don't want to bring up the other one. Don't play it now. Don't ruin it. That's what he's doing. He's trying to play it now. Don't play it now. Don't play it now.
Don't play it now.
I'm not playing. Everyone, okay. Deep breath.
Well,
I got the message.
I think I need to yell.
Yeah. No, I got the message.
All right.
I got the message.
Right.
NFA.
Don't do
NFA.
The thing before the thing. Yeah. Twitter, because Jack is already in vacation mode over there.
He's,
well, you're getting.
Coasting.
Yep. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for extraordinary diamonds and customer service. Visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your your Phillies Mount Rushmore? 50.4, no. 49.6, yes.
Half and half.
That's a good poll.
Can I give my list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting on it all day.
Let me be clear. This is not really like... I don't feel particularly passionate about the order on this list. I think it's tough. But I went through and I tried to find the best free agents in Philadelphia sports history. Just one quick note, and somebody call, Dr. J was not a free agent. They purchase his rights from the Nets, so he's not a free agent. He doesn't count. So number 10 is Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles.
Here we go.
Well,
yeah, he should be on the list.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I actually think that's pretty low.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yes.
Aren't we over the 17 team now?
No.
No.
I mean,
it's the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're about to have the 10-year anniversary coming up here in a minute.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're almost 10 years away.
Starting to be more in on the 22 team than last year's team than the 17 team.
I told you.
Who could forget?
No, you're not.
With my quarterback?
Yeah, there it is.
Now, he didn't like either quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I hated Foles.
Yep.
I hated Foles.
Well, and the interesting thing with Foles, of course, is that they did draft him, and he had one run, but then as a free agent signing, he is there as number 10.
And no one brings up Andy Reid also helping the Eagles with Foles. Because Andy Reid saved Foles when signed him.
That's right.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Because he's a chief.
Remember his backup for Alex Smith.
Yeah. Number 9 is Cliff Lee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, I like it.
Now it's Jack. What do you think?
Well, I'm curious who's ahead of him.
Well, the thing about
wait to hit the rest of the list.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Cliff Lee.
I got it.
Yeah. The thing about Cliff Lee is like it's not the longest run in the world. Mm-hmm. So I try to balance. There's a couple of guys on here that were not here for a very long time, but try to balance their impact with their amount of time here. Okay. Number 8 is John Runyon. I think John Runyon's time here and his performance would put him over Cliff Lee. Runyon was a great Eagle.
And let me tell you, as a teammate of his, he definitely came in and helped change some of the culture in the locker room. When you talk about the toughness that he played with, he gave our offense an identity over there. I think when he came in, this is no disrespect to my draft mate, Trey Thomas, who was our number one overall pick. But Trey was a outstanding pass blocker. Mm-hmm. That's what he was, left tackle. He was your quintessential franchise left tackle. Back then, the guy who played right tackle was always viewed as your grunt guy, your run guy. And that's what Runyon came in. When he came in, our run game took off, and more importantly, the physicalness in which they played with on that offensive line was spearheaded by John Runyon.
Yeah.
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 And hell, he took it out on teammates.
A nasty.
In practice, yes.
A nasty player.
Sounds like you know from experience.
Yeah.
I don't play that. But I do remember one time we had to jump him in practice. Oh, yeah. One time he had, I don't know if he ragdolled one of the undrafted rookies or what have you.
And you all went after him?
What? I mean, Trot led the charge from the sideline. Trot led the charge from the sideline. Yeah, it was. That's when we used to fight in training camp.
Right. Real
oh,
training
yeah.
camp.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's hot out there. Temper's
yeah.
flying.
And it was Andy had to. It's one of those times where Andy rarely gets mad and yells and a curse word or two comes out. That was one of the times.
Wow, curse word from Andy.
Yeah, because it was too much fighting. Because when you fight, you stop practice.
Right.
And Andy looks at it like, hey, we're out here wasting time breaking up fights and this and that and the other. So.
Right.
Now, was that early in the Andy tenure?
This was John's first year, I believe, either his, which would have been 2000 or either 2001. Yeah,
okay.
This was early in Andy's tenure.
Number 6, I was actually asked, number 7. Number 7 is David Akers.
Not about Runyon.
Forget that he was a free agent pickup.
And the best kicker in Eagles history.
Second best kicker.
No.
Jake Elliott has to. I mean, Jake Elliott, 2-time Super Bowl champ and big kicks in the postseason.
Oh, well, he won the Super Bowl. That counts, right, Elliott?
Yeah, well, it does. Dude, but Jake Elliott's been pretty. You know, he had a bad year last year.
He did have a bad
year.
Name the
big kick that Jake Elliott's missed.
Well, here's the thing about Akers, maybe for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's sentimental. Like, I have a hard time thinking that Jake Elliott's better than David Akers just because of. You know, when
Akers
I watched
will
Akers.
Always be my kicker.
Yeah,
sure.
My guy.
Of course.
You might have to go the greater kicker is Elliott.
Wow.
Don't know if he's better, but he's had the greater.
Was he a free agent signing?
He was.
Waivers.
No, yeah, we got him off. We got him from the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Off waivers.
Okay. All right. That counts. Then.
Yeah. So, and it's crazy because we got Akers, I believe, off waivers.
People don't
realize. Because he didn't kick field goals until his second year here, but his first year here, all he did was kickoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Norm Johnson was our kicker.
Norm Johnson,
he had a weak leg, couldn't kick it past 40 yards, 45-yard field goal.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do kickoffs, so Akers did the kickoffs. That's how you made the team.
Number six, I have Troy Vincent.
TV?
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
Big bro right there. I would not be where I'm at without Troy Vincent.
Really?
And a lot of players. Yeah. Troy to me was the teammate that made you think about life after football.
Oh, really?
He always pushed that. He always pushed having a plan and don't let this game use you up and be smart with your money. Like all those types of things, man. Financial literacy, all of that. He was all about helping the younger players. And so, yeah, Troy, great teammate, even a greater friend.
Number five is Malcolm Jenkins.
Jink!
Yeah, who, like, was truly the leader of that defense and probably the leader of the team. And just,
definitely, yes.
Yeah, like,
yes.
Like, just was not here very long, what, 4 years, maybe? Five?
You may have got five in.
Was he Chip's second year? 14?
Yeah, I think it was 14, yeah.
Yeah.
And he lasted to what, 20? Was he here for the COVID year or no?
Is that when they made him like a linebacker? When did he go to the defensive coordinator and like change the defense?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, those last couple years when things were falling apart, Malcolm was a big voice. One of these days, years or what have you, we're gonna have to do a top five, I don't know, players you were wrong about.
Oh, were you wrong about Malcolm Jenkins?
Are you kidding me? I was a Jarius Byrd guy.
Oh,
I wanted Jarius Byrd, or I wanted the kid that went to Denver.
TJ Ford.
TJ Ford, he's a basketball player, but TJ something. He was a safety. TJ Ford is a point guard.
Yeah, you're right.
but I remember who you're talking about. He was the second guy on my list.
Yeah, it was always Byrd and the second guy.
Yeah, TJ Ward.
TJ Ward, that's who it was.
TJ
Ward. Yeah. Was couldn't have been happier about being wrong about Malcolm Jenkins. What a great Eagle.
The one Jank thing.
What a great Eagle.
There's two Jenkins stories I loved. One, there's that year where he could not catch an interception, so he spent all the time on the jugs machine.
Yep.
It was infuriating.
I remember.
And then he finally it clicked for him. And then he was the guy that brought out the chair for DeMarco Murray when DeMarco Murray was sitting up.
Oh, yeah.
Check out this stat with Malcolm. Now, they didn't all happen here, but I think four or five of them happened here. Jink had 8 returns for touchdowns, 8 pick sixes, I believe.
That's a wild number for
career.
A safety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He, like Jack said, before he couldn't catch anything, then all of a sudden he became a playmaker to where he was taking interceptions back to the house.
And who could forget the big one? Chip Kelly up in New England in his last year when we are convinced Belichick threw the game for Chip.
Definitely did. Definitely threw the game that night.
Number four is Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
it's
an outrageous signing. It might, and by the way, the thing is, he's still got the rest of this year, 2 more years at least left.
Could be higher on this list. Yeah.
Could go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
Or he should if he's going.
I mean, it's like go into the Hall of Fame.
I know what you mean.
When they signed him, there was no idea of him being a Hall of Famer.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Hall of Fame. I don't know. What you got, Val?
It's hard for pitchers, man.
How many wins does he have? 110?
We don't do wins. If he gets a Cy Young, you have all the postseason resume. I mean, there's some stat. I mean, if you go from 2020 until now, he's number one in all the pitching categories.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The only way he gets in the Hall of Fame is that they...
He's got to have a...
They're struggling putting people in the Hall of Fame anyway now. Yeah, like, yeah. So he would have to be one of those guys. And if you judge him differently on his era of pitching, which is what I think they should always do, you judge a player by the era in which he played in. Yeah, I mean, Zach, we would certainly need him to come back after those 2 years.
Listen, just do the Clemens thing.
Like, yes. By the way... I said, what's he got, 110 wins? He's got 111.
111, not
bad. That was a pretty good off the top of the dome, by the way.
Nice.
Number three is Pete Rose.
Now, Pete, okay.
Like, for Pete Rose to be the... Now, by the way, his numbers were fine. They weren't outrageous. He wasn't here for a very long time. But for a team that had never won... you know, like for a team that needed to get over a hump, yes. Over the hump. And by the way, everyone on that team credits him with being that guy. You know, the sort of like the Moses Malone of the Phillies, but Moses was a trade and Pete Rose was a free agent.
I mean, he told Mike Schmidt like how great he is.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt just had to believe it.
Yep. Number two, and I can't believe I did this, but number two is Saquon. I know it's only been 1 year, but it's 1 year that was the most outrageous 1 year that, like, I don't know. He like...
I heard somebody on the morning show say it. Saquon's year would be equivalent to if Roy Halladay threw 7 no-hitters in a season.
Yeah, it's sort of what it feels like. He
was 7 no-hitters, though, in a season.
And by the way, like, Saquon's numbers were outrageous. It'll
I think
never...
that was Seltzer that said that, too.
It'll never... Saquon's numbers, as good as they are, more rushing yards than any player ever had in the regular season, it'll never match what it was like to watch him.
Like, it will never match what it was like to watch.
Because people have seen guys run for a lot of yards before.
Yeah.
They say, I've seen guys run for 1,800 yards. What's the big... It was like, I've never seen a game breaker like that also be the guy that ran for all those yards.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a game breaker, but he's like, he carries the ball 7 times a game or something, he returns kicks, whatever.
Yeah.
So number two, I have Saquon.
Right. It's just as a sports fan, I don't know how many different seasons, I guess I could go through them, but man, that's one of the greatest seasons to watch. Like you said, we experienced it every week.
Yeah.
And it was week to the point we look forward to it every week.
Well,
and he never disappointed.
The first offensive play in the NFC Championship game when he just took the ball and scored a touchdown. You're like, what is this guy on?
Yeah. Man, and I wish we had broke that record.
Here we go.
There 5:45.
I'm just saying.
The night before. Yeah.
Now, I'm madder about the Cowboy game.
Sure.
That we didn't leave him in
to get the yards.
Yeah.
And number one. The best free agent signing in Philadelphia history is Bryce Harper.
All right.
Wow, you going Bryce number one?
I just think it is. I like all the things that he's been awesome.
Yeah.
But like the combination of everything that he's been, like, it's really hard for me, anybody below him, to say that is more. Like, Zach Wheeler's been more valuable as a player in his 5 years here. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think he's been more valuable as a signing to the team. I think that matters. So I have Bryce Harper.
Good list there, Spike.
By the way.
Who was three again?
Three was Pete Rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, you'll notice there are no Sixers on the list. They only have people on the bad list.
Sure.
So,
to sneak Paul George in that top 10?
No. Maybe. On the bad list. Some names to throw at you: Byron Maxwell, Adam Eaton, Jake Arrieta.
Oh yeah,
Stacey Andrews.
Yeah,
Demetrius Bell.
How did you remember Demetrius Bell?
A lot of research. Nnamdi.
For
the Phillies, David Bell, Danny Tartable, Lance Parrish,
Jake Arrieta.
I mentioned Jake. Yeah, Taiwan.
Of course, Adam Eaton.
Now, I loved Greg Jeffries, but Greg Jeffries was not a great signing. Bryce Huff.
Already.
Ilya Bryzgalov.
See, the worst is way funnier.
Oh, yeah. Matt Geiger. Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones.
Geigs. Although Geigs did help us keep AI.
Elton, God bless you. Love you, Elton, as a guy.
The Philly Max.
As an executive. Yeah. Didn't really work out as a player.
Nah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Can anybody but Jack back me up today? Bryce, driving around South Jersey.
Did he appreciate the support today?
Oh, dude. My God. Yeah, nobody's been. What are you talking about?
That was the fairest show in history. By the way, mostly for you, the friggin' show today. It was like slap and tickle or whatever?
Yeah, slap and tickle. Yeah. It was.
Unbelievable. What's next?
From the exciting whites to the least exciting whites, the fans watching Jack and Joe play basketball.
To the least exciting whites.
Oh, that's funny, man. What's next?
We should make a promo, by the way, of that.
The least exciting whites?
Yes.
What's next?
Why is this guy just talking about fastballs down and away? L.A.'s sink as he's trying to fix it.
Dude, L.A. said he was working on the sink for 4 hours today.
What?
Like, come on, L.A.
Call the plumber, call man.
I'm out out there. Matter of fact, I'm not even going
not
under
even
there.
Trying.
Yeah, I'm not even trying.
Yep.
Dude, it's probably just a service call. It's like a couple $100.
Yep.
Just call the plumber.
Man, I'm like Roto-Rooter on speed now.
What's next?
From the people who brought you Trust Me, I do 250 push-ups, what? Comes Trust Me. If you saw me on a basketball court, you'd know I can ball. Alex in Lancaster.
That is a mischaracterization. I'm just saying, I know what I'm doing with a basketball.
Right.
I've played basketball in my life.
Yeah, you get the balls on a string when you're out there.
That's not what I'm saying. Good enough shooter, though.
It's Kyrie.
Yeah. What's that?
Jeopardy host, an Ed Hockley autograph session. Contestant, what is the only scenario in which Joe DiCamera would ever hand a football to a ref? Tim in Newark.
Because the camera said that he's a head down, just hand the ball to the ref when he wins.
Right. Yeah.
All class. All class.
He is something else.
He is. And by the way, aluminum bats is what we're using, not a wood bat.
I'm sorry, is this Little League?
Well, I don't know. It's not the majors.
Certainly not the majors.
It's on a high school field.
High school and college. They use aluminum bats.
I don't like that. What's next?
The afternoon show all summer. Jack is going to crush the camera. Who cares about the details? The afternoon show today. So, Rod, we just want to make sure that Joe's baseball uniform is 100% burlap and that he has to wear penny loafers. Mark in Modco.
Situation's changed. New information, you know, means a new attitude around here. We just want to make things are fair for our Jackie boy over here. What's next?
Okay, officer, if you agree to play my favorite playlist for me on the way to jail, I will admit to committing the crime. Deal? Master negotiator Jack Fritz.
That was unbelievable. I was like,
he's negotiating against himself.
Yeah, I just imagine being his lawyer, and you know, when we're in the jail, and he's sitting there, and I'm just like, shut up and let me do
yeah,
this.
Don't you say anything in there.
Let me do this.
I'm not a negotiator. I'm a compromiser.
Yeah,
yeah,
Don't compromise in that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had it. You know, I had the program director over here. I had the other guy. You know, DiCamera's on his heels.
Yes,
that entire time he was on his heels. We negotiated. Real quick, Nick in Collegeville, you got 30 seconds. What's up, Nick?
Get my Michael Phelps song. Get my Michael Phelps.
Wow.
That's a throwback, right?
That
yes,
is a throwback.
It is.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Did we watch the first game of the doubleheader yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we did. We watched it here.
That's your question.
Yes. I'm like, yeah, we did.
We had a professional baseball star that we think is, you know, is up and rising pitcher for the Phillies. His job is to throw strikes, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he do?
Couldn't throw strikes.
Didn't end well for him.
We want Jack to throw strikes. We can't just every day go, just throw strikes. Jack's going to be all right. His head, rub his nipple, and just smack him in his butt, put him on the mound, man. Let's do this, Jack.
Yeah. You ready, Fritchie?
Yeah.
Get it done.
I'm not rubbing his nipple.
Come on,
I went to PW. Now, 100 years ago, but I went to PW. There's no question you get 500 people out there at game. You got Conchie, you got Norristown, PW, you got Ambler, you got Lafayette. I mean, you got Chestnut Hill. Like, they're all within 3 miles.
Yeah, it's like noon.
You gotta realize, Spike, I don't know if you heard, we're a big deal, man.
I know, but noon on a Wednesday, you know?
That's true.
These people work.
What time is it? Let me check the temperature. Let me check my weather app real quick. Guys, have a great weekend.
All right, see you, man.
I tell you what.
Can we get Aaron from San Diego out here?
Yeah, can we get like at least, can I beg for like 85?
Not 96.
No, 90s.
I'll
90,
take 80.
90 and above, that's hot.
No, you need,
on turf?
Upper 70s, bro.
On turf?
Yeah. Is it turf?
Yeah. Well, I don't like the mound. The mound is dirt.
Turf field and aluminum bats, it's all playing in his advantage.
Oh, it's a turf field?
Yeah, I don't like
true hops.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who's coming up next?
Broads.
I saw your good Alex Call. Yeah, I saw him. I was like, oh, he's like, I was like, nice to meet you. He's like, I met you. I was like, where? He's like,
Tavola.
Tavola. I was like, brother, it was a year ago.
And you didn't work here yet.
Yeah, come on, man.
There's no way we remember you.
Yeah, don't give me the we've already met for that. That's not fair to me. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a lovely and safe holiday weekend. We will be back with you on Monday. Broads is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.